Welcome to Interceptor Beyond podcast. My name is Arthur, and today, as you already read, we have the psychotic monks and little creatures recorded at the Club B72 in Vienna, Austria, right outside of the venue, before and after the show. You'll hear it. What else? Julian, the photographer, was also present. We'll hear him on the recording. And what else? Oh yeah, before we dive into our conversation with this wonderful artist, I'd like to remind you about our upcoming live talk show, the Interceptor Beyond show, which takes place once a month at Arena Beisel. And the next show is on August 12th. What is it? It's a late night talk show, a conversation with music industry professionals, pros, musicians, you know, survivors, and in front of the live audience. And I will also be playing music trivia games with them, but they don't win anything. You win. I mean, you, the audience. They play for you on your behalf. And one lucky audience individual will get all the cool prizes. You just need to have a cool, creative, sexy-looking name tag so that one of the show guests would pick yours. I mean, we also have colorful paper. If you don't have a name tag, you can write your name there in a creative way. But you get higher chances if you come prepared and you bring your own name tag. So just your name tag in a creative way. August 12th at Arena Beisel. So don't forget to follow our podcast on Spotify, YouTube, or any other platform of your choice. And rate the show on Spotify and YouTube and Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment, whatever what they say. And also follow on Instagram at Interceptor Beyond. All right, time for a talk.
Hello, I'm Clément from the Psychotic Monks.
And I'm Paul from the Psychotic Monks also.
So, hi, guys, how are you doing? Like, you've been touring. Where were you yesterday? In Czech Republic? No. Where were you yesterday?
Yesterday we were in Germany, just for a day, day off, traveling day, because we start a tour of 1 week now, tonight in Vienna, from today until Sunday, so it's almost a week. So we just drove to Kamelak.
I don't remember the name of the city, but yeah, it's the. We had almost like 3 weeks of off, no gigs, and then we come back this week with the. This show is the first of the tour.
So you don't feel not stressed, not tired, nervous about it or
tonight for tonight? Yeah. Always, yeah.
It's, always.
We're always like kind of mix of afraid, stressed, because we want to have a good time and to play good music and to also to discover new things each night, so just try to play well. So we always try to concentrate.
Is that the first time in Vienna?
I know it's the second time we play in Waves Festival.
A couple of years ago, yeah. Like four or...
No, it was last year.
Sorry.
It's okay, it's okay.
Actually, you know, when I googled, it didn't. Oh, wow.
The other guy, he said he saw you last year and you had a banger show, so he's here again.
Yeah. we were supposed to play with the promoters team with them last year, but since we got Waves, it was kind of not. I don't know what to say.
Schedule conflict.
Exactly. So second time and it's really nice, but the first time we really like been here less than 24 hours, so it's really not like timed enough to be able to meet the city and discover people and stuff. So
but this time you had time, right?
No.
That's the tour.
Yeah, anyway.
But that's a part of the tour. I mean, we accept that. It's almost like we get to meet people at the venue where we play. And I mean, this is why we kind of, there is a little bit of stress because we want to make something happen with the people, with ourselves. And it's challenging because we have like a lot of technical stuff to think about, to manage to do. Emotionally to be available for the people who come to see us. I mean, we just talked to somebody who's from
South Korea,
and was in Europe for 3 days, and who came to see us tonight. So I was like, yeah, I mean, it's amazing. It's
okay. This is so cool. Yeah, okay, cool. Okay. Is it stressful for you? Because well, like you know, at least one person came here from far away.
It's always like you can grab some confidence with this because you're like, okay, so people like what we do, and
I know.
You know what I mean, and that's nice. But I mean the.
This is also the deal with the band. It's like each concert is different because there are some improvisation during the shows. So each night it's always like, okay, we start a new thing, almost start a new thing. We've got some rules between us, but lots of try to get lots of freedom for each shows. So each night we try to be confident, but we are always scared.
But without any emotions, even if it's like this, being scared, it would be boring and not genuine, not real, right? Do you have a communication during the concert performance? How you know how the improvisation is going? How do you know is it the eyes? Is it the feel?
Yeah, it's in the eyes. Sometimes we speak together on stage. Lots of stuff with the eyes, and sometimes one of us is leading, so we just follow him or her. It just depends, and we know where the improvisation comes in the set.
Yeah.
You know, it's not always
like jazz in a way.
Exactly.
I mean, I've never been into a jazz band or something, but I think it's just like this kind of code that we just like borrow from it. Like we know, it's like what you said. We know where we're going to, we know where we're from, but we don't know what's going to be in the middle. Like, and how long, and it's just like, okay, we know when someone come back and just have this posture, like, and is like, okay, let's go now. and that's it.
Do you practice the improvisation part at home, or I mean, or it just comes with experience of playing together for a long time?
For this last album, we've been jamming for like 2 years, almost 2 years. Because it was COVID and we were in the studio and just trying to get live sensations, so we were like, okay, jamming all the time, and it comes from Can or Black Midi or band like this that we saw jamming a lot, and we were like, okay, we have to try that, to have new accident in the music and just feel something new and renew ourselves too.
Actually, you said the thing about the accident, and one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about with you is because you have three albums, right?
Yes,
three albums, and you started quite traditional music, kind of, right? And with each album, you become more free. And the theme of today for the evening is freedom, the creative freedom. The last album you released last year, and you've done it like 2 years ago, because it took you like half a year to release it, to print the vinyls and all that stuff.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, it was
3 years of working.
What?
3 years working on this album.
Long time. What I mean is like long time. By the time it came out, you're already a different person, right?
Yeah.
So with each album, you were becoming more and more free in the music expression, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, a general question. Are there any borders in music creativity? Or if you have borders at the moment, what are they? And what's your current stuff that you're working on?
That's interesting. I think for myself, I would say that there is like borders when, I don't know, where you just can't feel the music. I don't know, or just... I mean, we've been through some jams that we listened back to it, and we were like, okay, that's too much. That's really like, that's a limit. We don't want to go this way because it's really like too much nonsense and like
free jazz.
Yeah, but
a bit too free.
Too free, and yeah, I think I can really like the catharsis. The thing to release emotions and stuff, but sometimes to be able to make it perceptive from others. Yeah. I mean, and I think this is what we try to do, is like not try to
The thing is, we make music for ourselves, and the border is like, it doesn't have to be too much for ourselves. Yes, we for other people too. And the jam Paul was talking about was like jam only for ourselves. Yeah. Like only we have our own context and everything, so we are the only one who can understand. That's and good. If we give it to people, they'd be like, okay, cool, but I can't understand a thing, and you're just alone in your room.
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, it's was not so interesting to go too far.
Like not with you, but with any band, for example, they play and then there's like silence. And there's silence and that's it. And you're like, oh, this is amazing. We've never done this before. But for an outsider, like, okay, yeah. I don't get it. I was not yes. in you. I know, yeah. I'm not you. You know?
Yeah.
So, okay. So we can, okay. So there are borders. The border yeah. is to
make it,
to make it
not make accessible, music only accessible? For us. Yes.
Yeah.
Accessible.
Accessible. Yes. Because our dream is to play pop music, but we don't know how to do pop music. So for us, this last album, this is pop music.
But, your most pop music will be just playing a normal song with a normal chorus, yeah. verse, chorus, with the lyrics yeah. about love or something like this. This yeah. will be like the top.
Yeah.
You're going, but in. But that's what people like about you, I think, is because you're not a conventional band. For yeah. example, I interviewed the place to bury strangers.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like really similar in that way. You like to experiment with yeah. sound,
yes.
sonic
yes.
space.
Oh, yeah.
Because that band and your band prove that it's not only about music. It's about you can find emotions in sound, yeah. deeper inside, in between the notes. Have you ever played with them together?
No, we just saw them several times in life, but we never played together.
Oh, I think they would love you and to play like in the future someday.
We'd like to.
yeah, they're big influences. At one moment, it was really like trying to get inspired by the relationship we can feel they have with sound, and I think it's something we kind of. Mimic it, but also kind of find ourselves in. I like what you said about getting feelings with sound, and I think it's something that we worked a lot, like frequency stuff, like kind of engineers things, like.
Like on the last album, you played a little bit with electronic music. Yeah. You know, that was unusual yeah. for you, but
yeah.
that's a.
Yeah.
It's thanks to the producer of the.
Yeah.
Or was it your idea? How was it?
Like, it was from the band, I think. Yeah. yeah. Was
from Paul?
Yeah, it was a wish.
Wanted to.
Are you moving in the pop direction?
Pop, kind of, but more like.
I mean, you don't have to be afraid of pop, yeah, yeah. right?
Of course, yeah. man. I love pop music, but it's always like kind of something that could make another nervous to lose personality and do stuff that look like a lot of more stuff, and sometimes I think it's more confidence to do something very weird, but okay, it's so unique that it's you know what I mean, and sometimes I don't know, it's just about the electronic stuff. It was just like I think it was some points we wanted more to do something dancey, and I think
in your way, then.
Yeah, of course. And there's always like this this way to the idea you have and the tool you use to go there. And I mean to have this kind of more synthesizer, more like clocked, synthesized techno loop kind of things. It was a tool that we have in our pockets, in our hands, and we were like, okay, let's try to manipulate this stuff and get to see what we can do with that. With guitar, with real drum, without going too far away from what we've built from the years before.
From the still to be yourself, but yeah, trying something new.
It was another work on this album. We worked a lot on the sound and the music and everything, but we worked a lot on our relationships too. With the four of us, I have lots of discussion of what happened since like the. Last 6 years and everything, yeah.
It's been
and 8 years now, and we wanted to build a recall also on our differences, and not trying to be all on the same page each time we play music, and just be like, okay, you like electronic music, you like concrete music, you like noise music, you like punk music. Let's try to do something together and just have fun, and we're friends, so just let's talk and. That everyone can be comfortable in this band.
Well, the latest album sounds. I mean, all the albums are amazing, but this is a completely different thing. I would say this is like. What are you working at the moment? Like, I'm pretty sure you already have like an album.
Really?
No, actually, it's
like we're working on our personal life.
Yes.
Like the band, we've been working on it for like the last 3-4 years, and it took lots of space. And by those days, for myself, I'm concentrated a lot on my personal life because I've been quite lost lately.
Yeah, it's just
so it's important to be good with the band.
But it's important to tell because it's our job also, and it's something that we love to do. And I think we want to cherish the relationship we have with each other. And we have a lot of tour, we have a lot of gigs, we have a lot of time together. And I mean, it's something that we want to be able to spend it with good energy with each other. So if
And we want we, to continue for yeah, years. So.
And so we accepted that for now, it's a period or a moment where we don't have the energy to come back from the tour, go back to the studio and then just work on stuff. I mean, we have ideas, we have like things we want to go to, but I mean, let's take time to make it and not rush things and explode or just, I mean, we've heard and we've seen a lot of example of people in bands that just don't want to be here each other. I mean, it's really something that could be scary. So, you know, just...
Well, the creativity is like breathing. You breathe in and you breathe out. So you can't breathe out all the time. You breathe in.
I really like this image. Yeah.
So in your case, you to keep the band together, you need to have some space to recharge, basically. Yeah. Recharge in your life, creative stuff, find stuff. Because when you're together, it's hard to develop in your own way.
Yeah, you get it.
And for the band, you need it.
Yeah, we've been touring since last February, and we had lots of shows. Like we have already 40 or 50 shows done.
Probably, yeah.
So it's been quite a rush and intense. So when we have 1 week to rest, we take it. And if we have 3 weeks to rest, we take it too.
All right, so, when the tour is over, you will have your relaxing holiday, kind of, I don't know. And do you have any idea when you're going to start making new music, or are you going to be a little bit of solo, maybe solo project?
Yeah, I think the way to work will be like solo working, and then we'll put together, we already starting our, we didn't do nothing, each member of the band has his and her own music in his or her computer, but we just work solo for the moment, I guess.
I think it's something that we want to discover, that for the last, I don't know, 6 or 7 years, we've been exclusive with music. Like we just put everything we got into Psychotic Monks, and I mean, we just found ourselves in this process, and it was very nice. And for now, I mean, it's maybe more a thing to be able to go a little bit out of the box, to discover stuff, and then come back. And for now, what I can say is that we wish to work on a live album of what's going on live. Yeah, I think it's a good thing to say, because we have the album you heard, and we recorded like 1 year ago, almost 1 hour ago we recorded it. No, and the tracks are already kind of different how we play it live than how we recorded the tracks. So we want to release an album soon that will be closer to what's going on live. Then with the same tracks, then what's going on find a very nice venue somewhere where we could make something very
like,
special.
Last time you did it in the circus, in the Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, something that has a soul, you know, and just like, yeah.
From what, I mean, it will be the first time for me to see you today, to hear you today, but from what I know, the live performance is really important. So I guess in your case, it's music plus video or some whatever. You know?
we'll see. Yeah,
definitely. Like a live album, this is your thing. Because even the album is the recording of your jam sessions and improvisations and plus. You can, when you listen to it, you can hear that you want to see it live, because you feel that it's you're missing some.
Yeah.
Music
yeah,
is sure. good, but you're missing
and
some.
I get that, and I think it's something so hard that we haven't found yet to recreate what's going on for emotionally on live than for the studio. I mean, for 8 years we've been to I don't know how many gigs, and we recorded like 2-3 albums, but it's so small compares the I mean the way to practice music and the in the direction to make an album, then practice music to the way to deliver a live. It's that's something we have more expertise on that, I think. So this is why most people come to see us after and like, okay, now I can listen to the album and I can really get what you mean. And I mean, it's different for everybody.
And it's easier and cheaper to tour than to record an album in a
studio. So the next challenge is going to be how to translate your live performance to the recording live.
Yeah, or just accept that there are two different things.
And to accept and after long work, that's it. It's only life, and that's it. Well, guys, I don't want to bother you too much. You need to play a show later.
It's all right.
What song should I play at the end of this interview? Your song, a good introduction to your band.
Décor.
Shadow of the fear. Yeah. flashing shine in the dark corridor. Can't move around anymore. When they bring food to feed, you're sick little madness taking your tiny body. There's daddy, mommy, most of the family, and the mouth of that madness ready to digest you. And it doesn't look like much, but it still disgusts you. Oh, such pressure, it's only food. All these patronizing words. Bring you back to when you were a child. When all of this could have been cured. But it was too late to realize this was a disease. Too late to realize this is my disease. I can't fit my body. I can't fit my body. At this moment, you enter the room with my heart on the plate. Come on, ready to eat. It just gets really good. On the menu tonight, if it's not human meat. And it's stuck in your throat, but you still can't vomit. Oh, what's on the menu tonight, if it's not human meat? Oh, I can't feel my feet. Just can't feel my feet.
Hi, we are Lily Creatures.
Leather Creatures.
Nice to meet you.
We're just recording right outside of B72, right after your gig. Really emotional gig. How was it for you?
It was very electrifying. I was the first band of the evening, so of course there was a lot of energy in the start. People have been waiting to get in, and we started a bit later than it was scheduled. And when I started, I could really feel the anticipation, and it took some work to like transform this energy. But I think it was really, really amazing. Like, it was very good crowd and a very good place, and I enjoyed it a lot. And
was there like pressure for you for being the first one in this case, and this like anticipation?
It's not more or less pressure than any other concert, I think. But there's always something about the first band that kind of opens the gate into an evening. But I actually enjoy that. I don't mind.
How long are you doing this music thing? I think... let me give you a tip. 2-3 years?
Yes, so Lily Creatures was founded in 2020 by me, with myself, in when I still lived in Tokyo, where I spent many, many years. I was playing music before in Japan, but this project lives since 2020.
What happened to Kemono?
Kemono, you know about that. It went into different directions. It was two members, me and Haruno Kobori, who sings and plays cello and percussion. He's a really amazing musician. But I think at some point we were just at a crossroads where our paths went into different places.
Yeah, I mean, because Kemono was before, 1 year before Lil Creatures. But in there, I could see your part in there. Like today when I was talking to the people, everybody, not everybody, but a couple of people mentioned such musicians as Enya and Björk.
All right.
And what's everything, like the common theme is a connection to nature. Would you say something like that, right? That's what I hear when I hear your music, right? Regarding Björk, well, Iceland, maybe. Let's say maybe, right? What was for you, you know, where did you get this nature bite?
Well, I grew up in the forests of Austria a few years before I went into elementary school.
Which part of Austria? There's flat and mountain side.
Woody. So it's the north of Lower Austria, close to the border to Czech Republic, and there's a lot of forests and very mysterious little streams in the woods and a lot of fern. And,
I can already feel your music.
And there was this really golden river near the place where we lived. It has this glittering sand in it, and I
feel
there.
The bass of your music there and your personality in there.
And also the place we had electricity, but not always. So there was a lot of candlelight. There was a lot of fires.
That's why you're using acoustic guitar.
Maybe, but there was also a lot, and there was a lot of music around, like electronic music.
That's why you have so many pedals.
Yeah, maybe. And I remember this moment when they did this temazcal ritual. I was very little. I was about.
But you need to explain to the people who don't know.
So temazcal is a Mexican sweating hut. It's a spiritual journey that you enter, and it's like a sauna guided by a shaman, and by singing and going through different stages. It's a rebirth ritual. So you go into the earth, back into the Mother Earth, and then you get reborn in a way. Like you can take it or leave it. And I remember when I was about 4 years old, my parents' friends, they did that kind of ritual. And I was in there, and I remember this one friend of theirs singing over, doing like overtone singing and doing this like chanting, like very ostinati, kind of very powerful. And I was amazed. I was so mesmerized. And I still remember this because I feel like that's definitely a key part of what kind of music I was going to do later.
Plus the overtones. The overtones, yeah. The layering of the sounds with the same... I don't know how to explain it, I'm not a musician, but with the same tonality, and together they make a third.
In a way, as you notice, I play a lot of harmonies, and I think I'm always looking for this sweet spot. That's what music making for me is about. It's like this one moment where it's not about everything fitting together perfectly, but... I don't know, you know, like some people watch how a Tetris piece just falls into place, and for a moment they have the sensation that they feel really good. Or like there are all these videos out in the web now about like weird things where people like press something and then it explodes, and I don't know, people watch it for comfort. And I think in a way that is what I'm looking for in music, like these little moments where we're just... There's this kind of really intense, beautiful friction. It's a harmony. It's very hard to describe.
Are you looking for harmony or chaos?
Oh, I find harmony in chaos. I love chaos.
Because I've seen your performance art, you like to burn stuff.
Yes, that's true. I love fire and explosions and universe things like stars and
What about dancing?
I do enjoy dancing, but I'm not like...
You have a couple of videos on YouTube.
I do. That was Mexico. That was Day of the Dead. I was there for a B-movie congregation of a sort. And it was during Dia de los Muertos. So we did these dances in the street, kind of like soothing the spirits, I think. I don't know what it was, but it was
funny because
strong.
You have dancing, and then you have your... you have... you have performance art, you have visual art, you make paintings, and you have music, right? Mm-hmm. And music comes into two, three sides, like a direction, would say like this, right? So, not direction, but it started with kimono around, and then you understand what you need, and little creatures came out, and it's a nice combination of what works, what you like, and what people like.
I guess so, dude. I hope people like it.
Well, how did you feel today? During the...
I mean, no one comes to you and say, oh, this was like horrible and I hated it. So I don't know how many people didn't like it.
Well, I can tell you what they can say. They can come to you, it happens quite often, and say, like, you know, your technique, it's like, eh.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, not yet. Haven't gotten that one yet. So I felt like generally the people enjoyed it a lot, so.
Oh, we enjoyed it. Yulian and I were there. We were listening. We were upstairs.
Oh, you were right.
Yeah. Come on. Of course. We're gonna check you out. No, it was good.
I'm happy to hear it.
So let's come back to the first original question of the nature, right?
Oh, right. Yeah. There we go. So yeah, I think my affinity for fire and explosions, it's just very inspiring to me. Nature is, and.
Creation or destruction?
Well, it's the same thing, because if something wants to be created, something else needs to make space for it. So things have to disintegrate to nourish new things to grow, like I don't know, trees and the leaves fall and you know, things rot and become earth and they become humus and then new things grow. So if, you know, like I believe in the law of physics that you cannot create energy, you can only transform it, you know? So
I understand.
Yeah. Exactly. So to me, creation and destruction really is one thing. That's why I like to use explosions in my work, because it creates something.
Do you feel you have a better connection with acoustic music or with digital music?
No. I mean, I don't know, acoustic versus digital. I love synthesizers. I love, love, love. And there's a lot of electronic music I love. And I love beats and rhythms. But I also love, like, you know, this kind of like shamanistic drum circle kind of thing. Like, I like throbbing, driving things. So I couldn't really answer that, because I think I like both.
No, I understand. I mean, it's a trick question.
And I mean, because I play the guitar in a way, or I try to play the guitar in a way that it kind of becomes a synthesizer, same as my voice. Like, the reason why I do all these like overdubs and vocal harmonies is also because it creates these like third sounds, as you said before, and these harmonies that kind of start throbbing and carrying and creating overtones, and that is in a way my way to be a synthesizer.
So you want to be a shamanistic synthesizer?
You could say that. I like this idea.
Yeah, I can imagine you. It's time to change the style. Go well, completely digital. Forget about acoustic guitar. But it was pretty cool. Like a combination of acoustic and digital, plus you're using, what's the name of the thing for the violin, cello?
The bow.
The bow. The bow with the guitar. Combination of sounds. You explore the sonic landscape.
I do, I think.
That's why you are like one of the bands that I like regarding exploring music beyond the music.
I'm happy to hear this. Yeah. One reason why I started playing music was because I wanted to hear a certain sound, or I heard a certain sound within me that I wanted to actually listen to, but I couldn't find it anywhere. And as you said before, of course, there's like Björk and like people who sound similar, and people do draw these similarities, but to me, it's not the same thing. And that thing that I wanted to listen to, I just couldn't find that it existed, so I had to do it on my own.
Exactly. I mean, that's how you should be. But you're alone. You're one person band. Do you feel the pressure of putting your personality out there? Because you're looking for the sounds, and it's like, are you making music for yourself, or are you making music for people?
Both. Definitely both, because there's a, how do you say that, reciprocity between you and people, right?
Exchange.
Yeah, it is an exchange in a way. I do play it. It started just for myself. But I did realize after time that when there is a concert where, I don't know, I find like a certain person, a friend of mine, for example, is in the crowd, and I know that he's sad because maybe recently someone passed away, I feel like my music becomes more intense when I dedicate it in some parts. Like it becomes stronger when I feel like it's not just for me. I actually want to give something to you as well. But it's not like, oh, I have something so great, like you have to get it. But it's just like an interaction with people.
Can you do the same with on a pop music level?
Well, I don't think that I was born to make pop music. And honestly, I think there is so much of that already out there. I don't need to add to it. Pop culture doesn't need me to, you know, just add one to the millions of other pop artists in this world. I do not dislike pop. There's some good stuff in there, definitely. But I will leave that generalization up to other people, I think.
Where do you want to go from here, like from this point? So when we listen to your music, we have influence of Middle Eastern music, the modules and stuff, right? So where do you want to go from here? Where's your next?
You mean a musical direction? Well,
yes.
I haven't released any records yet, actually. So I think for me right now,
I know. Only on YouTube.
For me right now, that's the next thing that's just right in front of me. So I already recorded one song last December in Prague, and I will record the second song for the single release thing in September, probably. Hopefully, I'm done. And I'm already writing demos for the album that's to come after that. So this is still all solo project, and part of those songs in there are already exist, and some of them I'm still writing on at the moment. I think at some point I definitely want to include other musicians in this project, and it was always supposed to be a band. Like this wasn't planned at all, but I knew that I was gonna move a lot, like from Japan to Taiwan, from Taiwan to Austria, back to Taiwan, back to Austria, like wherever. So I knew I couldn't find members to just kind of keep moving across the oceans with me. So I decided to do it by myself, but it was always meant to be a band thing. So I hope that someday there will be a Lily Creatures band. So I want to include percussions, synthesizer, maybe at some point a bass, maybe at some point a guitar. Maybe at some point I will just be singing and playing guitar here and there, writing the songs.
Does it matter where it's going to be based? You're international.
Yeah, I'm very...
I'm thinking about the poor souls that will be stuck with you. Imagine you make a band and go successful and like, fuck, we need to move to Japan. It's like, it's so expensive. I'm not good. I don't know shit about it.
Well, I think it's still possible. Like if you establish yourself as a band until a certain point, like it's possible to do it from overseas as well. Like I have friends who do it and it works pretty well for them. I hope there's going to be people who don't feel like they're stuck with me, but who are happy to board the spaceship.
And now I'm talking about the like unpleasant situation.
Okay. Right. But yeah, I don't know where it's going to be based. I don't know where I'm based, to be honest, so...
How do you feel at the moment? You're wearing Eastern, Oriental clothes, red.
I love this morning coat. It's like a silk red morning coat, and I bought it from a friend in Taiwan, and it's so comfortable, and, you know, these kind of things that carry you as much as you carry them. But yeah, how do I feel about being based? I'm just here right now, and I do not know where I'm going to be in 6 months, which is kind of difficult sometimes because, you know, it feels good to be safe, but it seems like it's just not...
Are you a safe person? I think you're a safe person.
No, I don't think so either.
So you're giving me a standard answer, but in reality, you don't want safety. You want excitement.
But I do sometimes long for it in a way. It's very nice, you know, when you are in a place and you know
it's like we're talking about relationships.
But yeah,
let's talk about relationships.
Right. So
do you want something stable and safe but boring, or you want to have some fun but it fucks up
your personality and forever, but it was such a great memory.
It seems like I always opt for the second one. But what I was going to say is, for creative output, sometimes it can be extremely exhausting not to have your own place and having to buy like household stuff again and again and again because you keep moving across the oceans. And, in fine art especially, but also in music, like you collect things to work with, you collect materials. Like I could have my own studio by now, probably at home, properly installed, if I hadn't been moving all the time and just kind of had to leave things behind, like amps and stuff. Like,
I think freedom is more important.
Well, it seems like it. So.
From what I checked, because you not only do music, you also do the visual arts, right? So you make paintings and stuff. And based on your paintings, it's like you spread out your personality on the canvas, kind of. That's my immediate reaction. Reaction. It's personality, just like I came to this conclusion now.
Mm.
But it feels like you need your freedom. That's why you need. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, the facts prove you right, no matter what I say.
So, what are your plans now with all of this that we discussed? You recorded already some music, right?
Mm.
What's next? You're gonna make an album?
Yes.
Release it as a vinyl?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Do you have a label?
Not
distribution?
Yet. No, looking for it.
Talk to the Psychotic Monks French label. If not, then talk to Austrian labels. If not, then you have two more countries, right? Japan and Taiwan, right? Okay.
I think the whole world is open these days. You know, you don't have to have a label just in a country where you're based at the moment, especially if you're a person who likes to move a lot. And so I don't think that's a restriction.
No restrictions.
No, I don't think so. But you asked me
what's the plan?
What again? What's the plan? Yeah, well, I told you that's the plan. Like, release a single, release an album. I mean, find a label to release it together with me. Record it first and then release it, of course. And then I don't think it makes sense to plan too much, because if life taught me anything, it's that things are going to happen in one way or another, and I want to be open for that. But as I told you, I want to make a band. So the first album is still going to be a solo thing, but it might already gradually be transforming into this band thing at that time, possibly.
All right, so you're looking for musicians, you're planning a new release, and you're looking for a label
yeah.
in a country that suits you. All right, yeah. Cool. What song should I put at the end of this interview of your music, a good introduction to who you are?
Electric Sun.
We are electric.